connecting you.
Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
Monday is here. Hello.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good morning.
Feeling good?
Great.
We're all fairly fresh today. Usually on a Monday morning, we're all a bit down in the dumps.
A bit slow.
Yeah.
Started.
Quite high energy today.
Must have had a sleep in over the weekend.
Yeah. I slept all weekend, essentially.
Crevo just made money, millionaire mark over here.
Oh,
it was a good weekend, boys.
The toilet paper situation, guys.
Is that a problem again?
It is.
You're here.
Massive. Mm-hmm. I went to Market Town last night. Can you believe this? Never thought it would ever happen to me, but I got the last packet of toilet paper on the shelf last night.
So are you running low?
Yeah. And I was there, I was like, almost swore then. I went to Ben and I was just like, Ben, you can't believe this.
Ah, fudge.
When we went round there and there was two left, a man got it, but the second last, and then I was like, that one's mine.
In the trolley. Jeez. I've got, I think, 4 or 5 rolls left.
How long will that last you?
I don't know. I use very little.
Do you know where the problem lies? So I was chatting to a friend about this over the weekend and he shared a screenshot of a text he got from his mum with a picture of the empty shelves and she says to him, it's running out, better grab an extra few whilst you're there. This is where it begins.
And then I saw, actually, because I went on to Sydney on Saturday, just in a random driveway, somebody had a ute with a full pallet of paper towel.
Do you know what?
What's wrong with people?
I'm more upset when I miss out on paper towel than toilet paper because I use paper towel a lot at home.
Don't put that down your toilet.
No, never.
No, it's for the puppies, you know.
Yeah.
Cleaning
up after the chihuahuas and whatnot.
Coming up next, Crevo, you missed out on our little road trip Jade and I did on Friday. I had a great time.
I did too. I
quickly forgot about that.
No.
Wait, what?
It's Monday. I'm still a few seconds behind.
I've got to tell you what Jade made me do, though. There's always a catch. I'm telling you next. After Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love, 6 past 6. Good morning. Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love, live for your Monday with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, currently 10 degrees at Nobby's.
Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, 13:10:09 this morning. We're talking road trips. And Jade, we went on one on Friday after work.
We went
out to the bay. And I really wanted to go to the Shoal Bay Country Club. Jade was insistent that we went to go to the Inner Light Tea Rooms instead, but I got my way.
I can see you, you know, out there swanning around.
I love the Country
in your
Club.
Crisp,
it's really good.
A crisp white suit.
Well, no. Anyway, we had a lovely lunch there.
It was really nice.
Great day.
The food was amazing. I was very surprised. Honestly, it was the best pizza I think I've had in about 5 years.
Now, we left here at about, 11:30?
Yep.
We didn't get back here in Newcastle until maybe 10 to 6.
Yeah, 10 to 6.
Long day. So we had our lunch a couple of hours there. Jade decides to take me on a tour, which I was into. I like going around and seeing things I haven't seen before. Hmm. She wanted to climb Tomaree Mountain after our big meal. I'm like,
after the massive pizza?
It's good walking off a meal.
No. Anyways, there we are walking down the main street of Shoal Bay, linked arm in arm.
Yep.
Looking very much like a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then she decides to take me on a tour of every house she ever lived in.
Isn't that quite a few?
There's
a big old story attached to each one.
And this is where we built a little ladder for Myrtle to walk up and down.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
And this is where one time I dropped my keys and I couldn't find them behind the car.
I liked showing you around town.
It was good. I didn't expect the whole tour, though.
So hang on, you went out. You would have been to get, like, on the road for a good 4 or 5 hours total, is it?
Yeah.
So if you think about it, 10 to 6. You were together for maybe 13 hours on Friday.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, full day.
But yeah, Jade lived in some interesting places.
Like,
I love beautiful sort of mansion sort of style ones.
Yeah. Or? Well, do you know what? We were driving the station car as well, and some of these towns we were going through, I don't think a radio station car has ever been through them.
Yeah, it's just down Soldiers Point Road.
They really like New FM out at the Bay.
That's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, big shout out to them this morning.
Massive shout out. Jade's like, you need to do more weather for the people that live out at the Bay.
I do.
Like, yeah, I'll do that today.
I'm a big advocate. And Ben, we stopped in and surprised Benny at BCF out there. I was like, hey, honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got to tell you this, Crevo. You know how Jade stopped cooking for her husband?
Yeah.
So we go into Benny's work.
Oh, yeah.
And all of his colleagues start making fun of him because he's never got any food at work.
Oh, because I feel like that's the sort of place everyone brings in last night's leftovers. Yeah. Is there that culture?
I guess so. I don't know. So I don't know what they're eating, but they're having lunch.
They all said that they were all making fun of him. One guy that he works with said, you know what? I even offered to bring him lunch in every day.
Yeah, he'd give me $10 a week.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
$2 a day.
Well, that's get a whole it. Other conversation, actually. We need to dig much deeper into this. She sent him to work with it, two bits of bread with a bit of cheese in between it.
Yeah,
and I said,
cheese
Jade,
toasty.
Buy him some cold meat at least. Cut him a sandwich. She goes, no, I'm not his mother.
Yeah, I did say that.
It's the least you can
I
do.
I said, I'm not making
one
lunches.
One sandwich, Jade. There's nothing wrong with that.
And I'm not putting away his washing.
That's
two things
fair
I refuse to do.
But, like, give him one meal at least, lunch or dinner.
Well, he's on to the frozen dinners at the moment. Stocking up in the freezer.
Are you eating at night?
Yeah, but like, because I've been exercising at night, I don't like to come home and eat. So no.
Interesting road trip.
Fascinating.
Great time, though.
Yeah, awesome.
What got dropped? We are playing that next. We have a $50 voucher for a cafe out at the lake. I'm going to tell you more about that after this. Here's the noise. One
okay,
second.
Here
Let's
we go.
Load this up.
All right. Stand by while Maddie's fixing the computer.
What got dropped?
Should we give the first clue away?
Yeah.
So it's about 8 inches long and most of them are black.
Jackson, what's the cafe?
Let me have a look. It is for
our lovely sponsor.
Monday morning.
Our lovely sponsor that we love and cherish dearly.
Okay, here's the noise. Listen. One more time. All right, 13:10:09 if you want to play and walk away with that $50 voucher. Doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Drop it like it's hot.
Where is it?
We can't drop this in this.
We're going to be dropping it off this spiral staircase. And drop it like it's hot.
We have a $50 voucher for Hippo Espresso on the Esplanade at Warners Bay for you to win right now. On 13:10:09, give us a call if you want to play what's being dropped.
That's right. So some of the delicious food they have there. Panko crumb chicken schnitzel. Yes, please.
Delicious.
Or if you like a bit of seafood, maybe some prawn and squid pasta.
Great coffee I hear, actually.
Yeah,
I'm just
really
thinking
good.
About all the coffees you could buy for $50.
Well, that's true. You could treat yourself for 2 working weeks
okay.
and still have leftover.
Here we go. We'll play the sound. What got dropped? And Crevo's got a clue.
Okay, first clue was most of them are about 8 inches long and black.
Okay, second clue?
Second clue. Sort of a rubbery consistency on one side.
Heath, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Very good. I'm on my way to work.
Oh,
hey, man.
Terrible. What's the weather like out there? It's very cold.
Oh, it's very cold. A little bit dribbly.
Dribbly?
Dribbly?
Yeah, a little bit rainy.
Hey. Ah. Oh, yeah, I don't drizzly. I'm sorry.
Drizzly.
I was like, dribbly.
Yeah, dribbly.
All right, Heath, let's do this. What do you think got dropped this morning?
Pardon? What do I think got dropped? I haven't even heard the sound.
Okay, you ready? One sec. Let's turn this down. Listen carefully.
Heath, did you hear the clues earlier?
Nah.
Okay, here's the clues. First clue, most of them are about 8 inches and black. Second clue, on the one side, you've got sort of a rubbery situation happening.
Oh.
Most of them are buttons.
Oh, rubbery situation. 8 inches and black.
Yeah.
And most of them are buttons.
And most of them are buttons. phone button.
What? Phone buttons?
Phone button.
Sorry, Heath.
Thanks
for
your
day, brother. Let's reveal it. It was a remote control.
TV remote. Very easy, really, you might say.
There we go. What got dropped later in the week? News time up next with Hamish at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
De Novos. The poor old Knights. I was so excited. They were going so well. No good. No.
What's happened?
They lost to the Cowboys.
Did they?
20-32.
That always sucks.
I do have to say, though, the second half, they really came back good. They've got some fighting spirit.
They're on
still.
Form, but they just didn't pull this one out the bag.
You know what? It's a throwaway season. I'm calling it. Like, even if.
That's because the Broncos aren't doing well.
They're doing terrible.
Suddenly to Jay, that's just a throwaway season. I'm not even involved.
It's
Hamish,
so true.
How many spots did they drop? Three on the ladder.
Yeah, they're now fifth. Unfortunately,
they can still come back from this.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah. No,
at that stage, they're making the finals. Your top six teams make the finals.
I've heard through the grapevine they're coming back to McDonald Jones Stadium for some games, which is really good.
That's good.
Mm. Yeah,
get the crowd behind them. Hear the roar.
They need their
makes
home,
a difference.
They need their home grounds, crowd. The Knights. Yeah. They do their best when we're cheering them on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's true. Every team does better at home, I reckon. But anyway, guys.
That's what's called the home ground advantage.
Thailand.
Me in sport, eh?
Scooting over to Thailand for a minute.
Oh,
because,
good times.
Turns out, obviously, tourists go there and they love the monkeys over there to the point where they'll feed the monkeys to get selfies and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And the monkeys run wild in the streets. Now, since they've had to close all the towns off for coronavirus, the poor monkeys are starving. They're really, really hungry. So they've started getting very vicious and they've started attacking locals in the towns over in Thailand.
Monkeys are running wild, basically.
Yeah, they are legit running wild to the point now where they're attacking people because they're not getting fed.
I hate monkeys.
Yeah, well, they're
terrible things.
They think. That's the thing with those animals. You can see they're smarter than they look, you know.
Well, they even look pretty smart.
Yeah,
so
they're agile. Anything with hands, be warned.
That's what management think of us, the monkeys that think.
Bloody
good.
They bloody think, those Novos.
131009. Have you been attacked by a monkey? Yeah, we want to know your stories, because if you've gone overseas to Thailand or Peru,
Bali,
yeah. And you've been attacked by a monkey, we want to know about it.
Another big thing that happens is that people get stuff stolen by monkeys.
Yeah. Here they love cameras.
Yeah, that sort of gear.
Monkey encounters. Doing that next. 131009. We've still got that $50 voucher for Hippo Espresso at the Esplanade Warners Bay. If you have a great monkey story for us, straight after Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved at New FM at 6:37. Good morning, Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved. Tops of 17 degrees on the coast today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
These monkeys are experts.
You might think, why are you attacking monkeys? What do they have to do with anything?
So on 131009 this morning, have you been attacked by a monkey? Or have you had any sort of traumatic experience with one?
Yeah, because that definitely happens.
They're scary.
Yeah.
Because they've got this little brain. You can see it like ticking over going, ooh, nuts, ooh, bananas. And then they've got these hands and that tail. It's a weapon in itself.
That it is.
They'll just come after you. And they've gotten so aggressive, guys, over in Thailand to the point where now they're sterilizing a lot of the male monkeys to calm them down because they're not getting fed by the tourists.
Yeah,
imagine that.
It's a massive problem. Like when I was in Bali with my friend, of course, he's like really into monkeys. He's like, we've got to go to the monkey forest. I was like, oh.
Couldn't think of anything
not
worse.
The bloody monkey forest. Nah. All right. Anyway, I decided to go with him in the end. And of course, they're like so cheeky. One of them tried to steal my hat and I'm like trying to hold onto it and tugging on the bloody hat.
Yeah,
He had like a bag of little snacks that you buy at the gate, you know.
And they know to negotiate as well, the monkey. So they'll know to steal your hat, Maddie, if you go there. And then to get it back, they'll have their little hand out.
Do you know what? The monkeys especially in Bali and Thailand as well, actually, they kind of match how some of the locals are on the, like, in the little street, like the street vendors. They'll do anything to get a sale. They'll trick you.
they're very smart. Wily, some would say.
I don't like it. I don't trust them on a good day, even if they're a trained pet.
When I went to Thailand, I don't know if you've been there, guys. It's called Monkey Island.
No.
I haven't been there.
It's kind of off PP.
Okay.
And the whole island is basically just full of monkeys.
Sounds like it was horrible.
The boat sort of docked on the sand, and they all just ran towards us. I was like, no!
Taking your calls this morning, 13 10 09, your monkey encounters. Hey, Belinda.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. So have you had an experience with a monkey?
I have. Mine's in Thailand. I was having a beer in the water off an island off Krabi, and the monkey came down and stole my bag and decided to eat the Pringles out of it, and then threw the Pringle can and the water bottle at me out of a tree.
No way!
Yeah. Did you get your bag back, or?
I did. I threw it all back down at me. Just kept the Pringles and then threw the can at me after.
Isn't that the biggest screw you, Belinda?
And I was stuck on an island with no Pringles.
That's the worst part about it.
Well, I tell you what, you're going to get that $50 Hippo Espresso voucher, Warner's Bay on the Esplanade there. Love a good monkey story, guys.
So do I. Next, though, we are doing Love It or Loathe It, and I want to talk about taking away extra food after you've had a meal at a restaurant.
Okay, doing that one next. 6:43, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it.
All right, I want to talk getting a doggy bag at the end of a meal at a restaurant.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Love it. Why do you loathe it, Maddie?
Very embarrassing, I feel. Like, you're going to a restaurant, you've got half a plate left. Do you really want to take that home? I don't.
Yeah, I've got no issues with it.
A half-eaten steak or something.
You're paying, say, what, $28 for half a rump steak and you can't eat it all? Take it home.
So here's the question. When you take that food home, a steak or whatever, are you reheating it?
No, I normally feed it to the dogs, like, unless it's really, really good and Ben's like, oh, eat that later. But I know why you're bringing this up, because Maddie and I went on our little day trip to the Shoal Bay Country Club, and we had a nice, what is it, an anti-pesto plate?
Yeah, anti-pesto.
Anti-pesto plate.
You just ate pesto.
Yeah, and it was $25, decent amount of money. Yeah. There wasn't enough crackers to eat all the cheese. I said to Maddie, you need to take this home. And he's like, oh, no, I got nothing to put it in. So I said, all right, then, I'll wrap it up. So I got my napkin.
It was a good full block of cheese.
Easily.
Value maybe $4 or $5.
Okay.
Oh, a bit more than that.
No.
So anyway, I've wrapped it up and I've put it in my handbag. Not an issue.
Something like my nan used to do, like grab the little scraps of food left for the dogs and wrap it in a handbag.
But do you know what is quite offensive?
What?
I'd forgotten that it was in there because I had friends coming over. I actually would have used the cheese.
Okay.
Jade took it home. I paid for the whole thing.
You know what, though? If you're too embarrassed to take it and wrap it...
Oh, that'll be right.
Then it's yours.
I think fair game for me. And you know what? I'm ahead of my time for my age. I'm just comfortable and confident enough to be doing something an 80-year-old would be doing.
It's interesting, like, we're talking about this, because there's an article's come out just this morning saying millennials throw out the equivalent of 600 meals a year because they don't know how or don't want to reheat food.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
It is a little bit.
It is.
Like, a lot of, you know, all those leftover meals, they just chuck it in the bin. Like, they put it in the fridge, they get that idea, but then don't know what to do with the reheat.
It's quite fascinating because, like, if I'm happy to reheat some pizza the day after, even some Thai.
You know what I think the problem
but
is?
But I'm not taking a block of cheese home.
Off the plate, scraping it into your handbag.
No one's reading the manual for the microwave. So, like, if you go out and you buy a microwave, right, you know, everyone will just, okay, Maddie, you're reheating a piece of pizza, you just put it in and you'll hit start, right?
Yeah.
You're not actually going into the settings and getting the right...
Who's got time for that?
Well, you know what? I bought a, like... we lashed out and we bought a more expensive microwave this time round. Like, after we redid the kitchen, we're like, we'll get a good, decent appliance. It has all these preset functions.
Most
set.
Of them do.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Not the ones I've been buying for like $39.
$19
from Kmart or whatever.
But it just now, has stop and go.
It's changed it? My life. Honestly, pay the extra money and get a decent microwave and then all the preheat settings are already good to go.
Your dream, Jade.
I know.
Millennials, get on it.
All right, news time with Hamish. Minutes away here at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you. And we got love. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Creepo. Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so
magic.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos. We got
love. So, obviously, with the cinemas being closed, you're not hearing much news when it comes to movies and film at the moment, right? Big news, though, over the weekend, Michael Keaton in talks to reprise his role as Bruce Wayne / Batman for the upcoming Flash film in 2022.
Jeez.
So, they're basically retconning Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, the original Batman from Batman 1989.
I just have to give him a quick Google. I'm looking at him now. I guess he's wearing a mask
I
in
guess
the movie.
If he's so. Wearing a costume.
Beetlejuice, Jade.
Yeah, never liked Beetlejuice. Very weird movie.
I haven't
Sorry,
watched
I forgot
it.
It's all about you. You don't know it I doesn't
just,
exist.
No, right? I don't know about like past actors reviving roles like that.
I'm really into it. It's such great nostalgia. So he's going to play like an elder type figure in the DC universe.
Oh, okay.
So it's good.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Just as long as George Clooney doesn't reprise his role as Batman,
I'll
be
come
happy.
On. He was gorgeous.
No, but have you seen the Batman movie he was associated with? Almost killed the franchise. Almost.
Yeah, well.
Well, I mean, that Uma Thurman, Arnie situation, no good. No.
Mr. Nope. Freeze, but he was a legend. That's probably
Mr.
one of the...
Mr. Freeze, I remember Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, he was great.
A freeze is coming.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
Yes, that's probably one of my favourite characters. Danny DeVito was the Penguin. They all look great.
Trust you to love the worst Batman movie.
Yeah, Poison Ivy.
Batman and Robin.
I've got zero rankings on which is best and worst.
My veins have a crush on you.
How come you know all
you
of the
You seem to know many quotes for someone who doesn't like it.
It's fun to laugh at.
All right. All right. Next, guys, we've got to talk facial recognition technology because they're actually rolling it out in all 7-Eleven stores for what they're doing. And just wanted to wonder, what are your thoughts? Like, right or wrong, having facial recognition technology...
What's that supposed to do? Like, for cash purchases?
So it's actually with their, like, you know, right next to the register...
Yeah.
You can rate the 7-Eleven, like, love it. Not
just
so
like
much,
it.
Yeah. So they'd be capturing your face if you ever do that.
So it's a big marketing thing.
Well, that's
weird.
That's the theory behind it. So they're saying, oh, it's just so we know it's a real person doing it, but makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Too like, much.
Why are they
it's
capturing
7-Eleven?
Exactly right. Why are they capturing everyone's face?
That's weird. I do them all the time in public toilets. You know how I get. at the airports and shopping centres. Yeah, I know that the rating. They actually have one at the New South Wales Transport Office down here on, like, just near King Street, you know where the...
Yeah,
you can rate your experience.
Always
done. But I don't understand the benefit.
Do you want a photo taken of your face forever?
No.
Seems a little
weird
to me.
Why they'd need that.
Exactly. 131009, right or wrong, having this facial recognition technology everywhere we go.
All right, doing it after topic. This is Breaking Me, live across Newcastle with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:08. Good morning. Topic, Breaking Me with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, live across Newcastle. It's 7:07 here at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. All right, so we're talking facial recognition technology, basically where they're, you know, getting your face, capturing it, and, you know, you worry that this could be used as a marketing thing. They're kicking this off at 7-Eleven stores around the country for the little, like, feedback form, but that's how it starts, and it worries me.
Why?
I don't like the idea of them taking photos of my face to keep...
What do you think they'll do with it?
I just think that they can then use that to, like, build a marketing profile and then, like, sell me stuff. I don't know. It just weirds me out.
Having a look into this happens quite a lot already in shopping centres. Like, we don't even realise.
Yeah, I mean, I totally believe that, but I still don't like it. It weirds me out somehow. I feel like it's more than, like, CCTV, because CCTV is just video of everyone that, you know, is not drilling down on who you are. But when they've got, like, your face, they know all about you. I don't know, it just weirds me out.
Yeah, but you're not giving them your personal details.
But they could, you know, based on my responses to whatever their survey is, I feel like they could then capture that. I don't know, it just weirds me out.
See, the thing is with this, right, we all browse the internet and we get catered advertising that way.
Yeah, what's the difference?
You know what I mean? Like, your online footprint basically does that for you anyway. So what's the difference of you going into a shop and then, you know, targeting and marketing for you
stuff
specifically?
You.
I mean, that's just the world we live in now, I think, right?
I think it's sort of good in a way, because if they're capturing your face, then at least, you know, if there's, I don't know, people that they're after, like the police might be after, or shoplifters, or if an incident happens in store, then, you know what I mean? You can
Are they making
be
people
notified.
Aware of this 7-Eleven?
What I understand, from what I've read, they're putting, like, some signs at the front, but they said it was, like, not super obvious.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They've said they've done this in some other countries, but they're just rolling it out across the country. And I feel like it's just sort of snuck out.
The only thing that I feel dodgy about this is their reasoning for doing so, because it's quite a menial reason to install facial recognition technology with what you're saying, because isn't it just to confirm that a human being is rating them from 1 to 5?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, but I don't know.
That seems to me like a bit of a lie.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just worried about it for some reason. I guess it's just a new technology. That is, it just freaks me
You're
out.
You're shaking in your boots. Are you going to start avoiding going to 7-Elevens
no,
now because
7-Eleven's
of that?
Got a lot of good stuff and I like
Crevo
it.
Crevo just hates government getting involved in, like, corporations, like, owning his data.
He won't even
it
have
really
a Woolies rewards card.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I just don't like to give away that for free.
Are your parents like that as well?
Not really.
Where'd it come from?
That's a good question. I don't know. I just...
Like, where in your life did you think, wow, I'm not giving my data out to anybody?
I don't know, but it's just a part of my personality where I just feel like I don't want to give that away.
Have you always been like that?
Yeah, I think so.
It's funny, right, because we get paranoid, Maddie, about very different things compared to Crevo in our life. Like, this is your paranoia.
This is my little area of paranoia.
Have you got a Woolworths reward card?
No. I don't want them to know what I'm buying. Who cares? Some milk, some toilet paper? What are they going to do with that information?
I don't know. I just don't like give it to
them. He only likes 2-ply. Ooh.
I just don't want to give it to them.
No, fair enough. 7-Eleven, if you're listening, would love an explanation.
Yeah.
13-10-09.
But guys, after this, I did go somewhere on the weekend. Can you guess where?
Morpeth.
Of course I did. And I've just realised I've come up with this new advertising campaign, which is very interesting advertising campaign. I'm going to run you through it in a second.
Sex sells, I reckon.
Yeah, according to Morpeth.
I've got to hear this.
Tell you more about it in a minute.
How to make Morpeth sexy. 7:16, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Cloudy, miserable start to your day. I know, it's not very positive, is it? 15 degrees the top around the lake today with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, you've gone to Morpeth for how many... What's this now? Your 10th visit this year?
Oh, maybe more. And you know what? When I was there, it's funny because I was at the Morpeth Gallery there and I was having a chat.
Aren't you sick of looking at the same paintings?
No, because they're beautiful. They're beautiful, honestly.
Talk about wasting your life.
No, I love art, looking at the paintings.
If you love art, you need to look at other pieces of art, not the same paintings over and over again.
Well, if you went out there, Maddie, you'd understand that it's stunning.
What's Trevor from the art gallery giving you?
Nothing.
There's got to be another reason.
No, nothing.
Going
Trevor and Janelle, I just so love. No, trust me, no kickbacks. I'd love a $55,000 painting, thanks. But, you know, but no, it's just nice to go there, and like it's so not far down the road, like 30 minutes roughly. It just gets us out of town. We go there, it's relaxing. I enjoy the cafes. There's all the other shops that I like to go in and have a look around. It's just a really nice day out, and it's not far to go to have a relaxing
ambassador
day.
For Morpeth, Jade.
Yes, and the thing is I know you guys giggle and laugh about it and whatnot, but the thing is, it's actually a really, really sexy place to go.
Sexy.
Yeah, sexy. Like, listen to their new advertising.
If it's boutique, delicious, and unique, it must be Morpeth. Morpeth. Dare you to do it in the day.
Morpeth, dare you to do it in the day. That's it.
Where did they hire that voiceover artist from?
I don't know.
I like it. I think it's
great.
Can
we hear it again?
Yeah, play it again.
If it's boutique, delicious, and unique, it must be Morpeth. Morpeth. Dare you to do it in a day.
Oh.
Ticking all the boxes.
Too much.
No wonder you love going there.
I do like it.
Imagine
very much.
The meeting in the like the marketing department of Morpeth Tourism.
Look, guys,
we need to. We're skewing a bit old at the moment. We need to go younger. We need to attract the young families. Do it in the day.
It's a bit cheeky. Do it in the day.
I like to think about the marketing company.
Yeah.
That, you know, came up with the slogan, do you think Morpeth will buy this?
13 10 09, if you are listening to us out at Morpeth at the moment, what do you think of the ad? Because I think this is the type of ad where, like, the locals will get really upset about, or a certain group in the community.
Possibly. Do you think so? I think they'd be into it.
Nah, I reckon there'll be some traditionalists
out
there.
We can never please everyone, so there'd probably be someone upset.
I mean, it's known for its antiques, isn't it?
Imagine our show slogan, The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, dare you to listen. It doesn't work.
Dare you to do it in the day.
Dare you to do it in the day.
Well, good on Morpeth for trying something different.
Good. I hope that entices you to go because, you know, it is a very nice place.
You know what? We need to do something on the show where we entice you away from Morpeth and we force you to visit other areas.
Look, if anyone's got suggestions, please let me know. If it's boutique, delicious.
Boutique.
Or boutique.
News time next at New FM 726. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Sweet tones of Tracy Chapman here in Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13 10 09 this morning. Are you a terrible plant parent and how long did it take for your plant to die?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, make Maddie feel a bit better because how long did your plant last?
Six weeks.
Oh, God.
It was a beautiful little thing. I got a nice pot for it. Spent like $60.
Yeah, it was a decent pot.
Wasted.
See, for $60, you could almost buy yourself, like, you know, flowers or something the whole time.
It really,
still be better off.
It really upsets me because it doesn't really bode well for my future life. If I ever become a father.
Yeah.
God help that little one.
Or a pet. I'm glad you went for the plant option
first.
Just
to test out your skills.
Well, you were wanting me to get a goldfish, Jay.
Yeah, I'm glad
Luckily,
you didn't.
I saved the life of that poor thing.
Because I've got...
Blinky.
Blinky, is that what you're going to call it?
Yeah. I didn't think of a name.
Aww.
Jokes.
I visited a friend once who got into bonsai. Because you know bonsai, some people just get obsessed with it. Anyway.
They're next level bonsai owners.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of work to care for them. They've got to have very specific conditions and the way you clip them and stuff.
And, they have little spray bottles, like, to spritz them.
They bought that. Unfortunately, first bonsai dies after just a few weeks.
They're not cheap either.
Nope. And then they ended up buying like 6 to 8 bonsais in a row.
Oh.
All of them died. I remember visiting their house and there's like a mini forest of dead bonsai on the back deck.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
What happened here? Is this a massacre?
Do you know what though? Do you remember a couple of months ago I was telling you guys how I wanted to move into a house rather than an apartment?
Yeah.
To have a yard and a garden.
That's
to
right.
Look
like,
after
it's
and
off the cards
to.
Now?
Well, I mean, yeah.
I remember you saying,
that.
I'd love to have a little herb garden.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Picking fresh herbs.
A lot of work.
A lot of work, which I'm not willing to put the time into.
No.
I think you can only have that sort of thing when you can afford to have a gardener, Maddie.
Yeah. Oh, it's good too because you hit me up. You're like, Jay, can I please have some of that devil's ivy of yours? I didn't want to give you any because I knew you'd kill it.
Well, that's stolen anyway from somebody's front yard.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is,
if
Jay.
It's on the other side
the
of
truth.
The fence. Is
did
up
you buy
perhaps.
It?
Yeah, some of my devil's ivy
Jay's whole
have.
Garden is made out of clippings from other people's front yards.
And you know what? At least I'm adding to the environment and making more plants.
Everywhere Jade goes, pair of scissors in the back pocket.
Clip.
You have a little bottle of water in there as well to keep the root hydrated.
Jade's like, oh, good idea.
Well, at least I'm not a murderer, Maddie. Murderer of plants.
Sorry. What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way, mate?
Yeah, details on when we're going to hear new Adele music. She's responded to a fan online. And
wow.
Also, two changes to the way The Simpsons is being made.
Oh, yeah, this is big news, all you Simpsons
is
fans
really?
Out there. Yeah, massive. All right, doing that next, 7:43. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Boss.
Oh, I'm so excited, Jackson, to find out about Adele's new album.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I've got all the details. So, someone wrote on her Instagram, teasers, album coming out Friday, tell me now, tell me now. Don't be so demanding, I say. anyway, Adele has jumped on the socials and she says, of course it's not. Corona ain't over. I'm quarantining. Wear a mask and be patient. I love how short she is with her fans.
She can be quite almost brutal, hey?
She hates being famous.
She really does.
Like, she just doesn't strike me as somebody that enjoys having that many followers that just want to know what she's up to every second of the day.
Also, I think she loves the cash, but...
Oh, of course. But I love watching her stuff on socials. I don't know if you've seen it over the weekend, but she did these videos of her on the Ciders reacting to old videos of herself.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Oh, it's so good.
She's looking amazing. She's dropped 7 stone, which is 44 kilos.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Jeez.
Yeah. You know what? She dumped that guy and she thought, screw you.
I'm going to get fit.
It's her revenge body.
It is.
I love when people do a revenge body.
It is pretty good.
Maybe I need to plough my marriage into the ground to get a hot bod.
You already look great, Jack.
Oh, best of us all.
No, yeah. I looked in the mirror the other day, and I don't know if anyone's familiar with American Dad, but the alien, Roger, I'm starting to get that kind of lower body. So, you know.
A lot of people can relate because of coronavirus, so.
Yeah, we'll use that as an excuse. Hey, moving on to The Simpsons. So they made a statement on Friday. They're making some big changes. So they say, moving forward, The Simpsons will no longer have white actors voicing non-white characters. This comes after they ditched Apu.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And a lot of big celebs. So Kristen Bell, also to Jenny Slate, they've pulled out of their roles on shows like Netflix's Big Mouth and Central Park. So they're no longer voicing any of the characters that they do on there. So Hollywood's making some big changes.
That'll be different for The Simpsons. Do you think they'll need, like, do they go for a completely different voice altogether? Because I think Dr. Hibbert's one of them. Like, quite a recognisable voice, or do you just, like...
No, I think, so from what I've read, because they've talked about often before, like, what happens when a big voice decides to leave the show.
Yeah.
They've said that there's so many people who can perfectly imitate every voice, they actually don't really have a shortage of candidates.
Mm.
That is true.
It's like Bart Simpson.
Yeah, they said, like, every school kid you know, of a certain age can perfectly imitate certain voices. They're actually fine and fine.
Yeah, I don't think it'll change.
We're not going to only see changes to The Simpsons, but shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is a police-based comedy, has come out, and they said they're scrapping the whole storyline. They're just going to start from scratch next season.
Wow.
It's going to be really interesting to see how all these TV shows renegotiate their narratives.
Jeez, that's huge.
It's massive. I mean, great for you, Jackson, because your husband is obsessed with that one single episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right? You might get a new one just getting around.
I pray, hope and pray, because if I have to watch one more episode about whatever the bandit guy is, I'm going to drive my car.
I've actually never watched an episode. I've heard it's good, though.
I love the show.
Well, thank you. Big changes ahead. Thanks, Jackson. Hamish, in next with the news here at New FM. Good morning.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos. New FM.
So, Maddie, do you let your partner hang out with the opposite sex? Did this happen to you when you were younger?
No.
Younger when you were a dad? You had a man?
Anyway, moving on. So, my friend, right, I'm very unhappy with her at the moment because she's been on the phone to me all weekend talking to me about her boyfriend. I don't know why people come to me for relationship advice. I'm the worst person to come to. Anyway, her partner has been going out for dinners with his colleague, his female colleague, and she is not happy about it. They claim they're just friends.
That's fine.
She is filthy. And I've copped a call from him as well, like, what is her go? I'm like, man, you need to chill out on the dinners.
Well, so I brought up, do you feel funny? Would you have let your partner hang out with...
I'm totally fine with that. I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is.
Out with other guys.
So 13 10 09, do you let your partner hang out with the opposite sex? Because I know some people get very funny about it. Crevo, you seem to be totally chill about the whole thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Like...
So your partner, Emmy, right?
Yeah.
She's going to lunch on the reg with her male colleague a few hours each week. You don't care?
Steve-o from work that she works with, who gives her honey.
That'd be fine.
You're fine?
Yeah.
What about
totally
you, Jay?
Relax.
I wouldn't be okay with it. I'd pretend to be, but I wouldn't be
You'd
okay
be like,
with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's fine, Benny, gritting your teeth.
Yeah, I'd be the biggest hypocrite. No, right. Ben knows that too.
Well, 13 10 09, we've got bottles of wine on offer this morning here at the show at 8:06. Jessica Malbo, Little Things, right now at New FM. Good morning.
Don't say I'm pretty.
Jessica Malboy, Little Things, live across Newcastle with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13 10 09 this morning. Do you let your partner hang out with the opposite sex? Oh, my poor friend, she's not happy. Her partner keeps going out and hanging out with her male colleague, his female colleague, and she's just so insecure about the whole thing. She's trying to ban it from happening. I was like, you know what? There's a line. I think he needs to stop hanging out with her so regularly, like once a week, twice a week. It's getting too much.
This is his female friend.
Yeah, that he works with.
I don't like it. I wouldn't let Ben. I'd be like, nah. I trust you. I don't trust her.
Yeah, if you trust him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's your thoughts. I reckon it's fine. I think, you got to have trust in a relationship. And if they've got friends, who cares if they're the opposite sex? It doesn't matter. Go have lunch, have a chat, hang out.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think sometimes you can see, I know you secretly want him. You're going to put your witchy spell.
Witchy spell?
Try and pull him in.
So you're a hypocrite, though, Jade, because...
Yeah. I am. Because if Ben said, Ben's let me hang out with, a male friend before, Chris, that I went to school with and whatnot, we're just mates.
Was he happy about it?
He's fine with it. He's like, yeah, that's cool. But he's just like, Jade, you're a hypocrite. I'm like, I know I am.
Do you reckon it's a guy thing? Guys are fine
with more cruisy with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Of course they are.
But I don't like it.
So you say it's about trust in a relationship. Do you trust your husband?
I do, but I don't trust the other
but
woman.
If you trust him, you should trust the fact that he would then go to the other woman. No, it's okay.
But
I'm not going to do this. I'm married.
Yeah, no, the temptress. I don't agree with it. I just, you know, it just takes, you know, if they're out, like, catching over a couple of drinks, one thing leads to another.
Are you saying, like, Benny, he wouldn't be able to resist the feminine wiles?
Well, you just don't know, do you? You know, it's always that thing that happens when people have a couple. So I'm like, no, you're not going to.
Well, 13, 10, 09, are you Team Jade or Team Crevo? See, I think you're too chill about everything, Crevo. Uh-huh. Like, I know that you trust your partner.
It's a curse,
trust
I know.
Emmy or whatever, but it's like... I don't know. I get both sides of the coin, but you have to trust your partner, right?
Yeah,
you've got
exactly.
to trust.
Well, you Team Crevo, good. It's 2v1.
And I mean, we think we have a tendency as people to think the worst of a situation all the time. Like, that's almost like the default go to position. Oh well, she's gonna try and cheat on him. I think guys and girls generally can be friends, but when you're in a long term relationship, it's like it should be.
Don't know what will happen.
I'm a glass half full guy. What can I say?
Yeah, I'm half empty in this one. I'm like, oh, nah, it's never going
to
happen.
I just find that so funny. Like, your husband allows you to hang out with men.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you're not allowing him to hang out with a woman.
I know. It's very unreasonable sometimes.
That's just you.
It's just me.
It's a curse. What can you say?
Yeah, it's 12 past 8 with the Novos. Coming up next, though, back to you, Jade, of course, because it's all about you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So we're going to do some Google reviews on a particular store, which I have a semi-beef with in a second.
A semi-beef. Some would say it's the full beef.
It is the full beef.
Nothing worse than a semi-beef.
8:13 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
No doubt, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Okay, Google.
I can assure you, this thing's on.
All right, guys. So, basically, we haven't rolled this segment out in a little while. It's where we read bad Google reviews on certain places.
That's right.
Because they're funny, right? But then I had an incident recently where I bought my nice new bedroom suite.
And you were so excited
so
to get
excited.
This.
It took months to make a decision because Ben and I just couldn't find the right bedroom suite.
Explain what it looks like for us all.
Well, it's probably the biggest bedhead you've ever seen to the point where... It's like that, the very French provincial...
Fit for a palace, some
yeah,
would say.
Like, and the bedhead itself is, like, cushioned. Like, it's sort of, like, this big cushion, like, crisscross pattern. It's quite, I don't know.
It's ornate. It's beautiful.
Okay, yeah.
It's like something, yeah, like something out of the countryside home of a royal.
Okay, well, yeah, cool. Thanks, Crevo.
Okay, so what's happened
to it? Picture it.
So basically, the bedside tables that came with it, everything was good, but then the finish on the bedside tables has started to peel off
so
and
like
flake.
It's like a varnish situation.
Yeah, it's like a varnish situation, and it's just started, like, rubbing off. And we haven't even had this set 8 months. Like, it's probably, you know...
Brand new.
It's as good as new. Now, the question I have is, were you putting, like... glasses of cold water or hot tea on there without a coaster?
No, because we're a coaster family. We're nuts. And I actually even took a picture of the bedside tables when I had to send them into this particular store and I had the drinks on the coasters, you can see. And it wasn't staged.
So you've been struggling to rectify the situation. So essentially the company, right, wants to charge you $100 to deliver them to Newcastle. So their bad finish is costing you more money.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd get a free replacement, wouldn't you?
You'd think that. So they're happy to replace it. They said, yeah, it's bad, but they want me to pay for part of the delivery fee. And I just thought, you know what? That's not good enough. So anyway, we thought we'd do a Google review because I thought to myself, I'm going to see what it's like because I've had such issues with the customer service department trying to get an answer and sort the issue out. I'm talking months. Like, this has been going on for about 3 months. So we're going to do Trashly Furniture this morning.
This is the nickname you're giving
this
for this place.
This is the nickname that I have given it.
Trashly Furniture.
Furniture. Because when I jumped online and I read the Google reviews, I was actually shocked and I thought, wow, I'm not the only person.
That's having major issues with this furniture mob.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so here we go. From Rodney Green, he's written, just shocking service. Furniture is okay, but the service from them is just so bad. Unsure what the issue was, but it is like they actually don't want to deliver product to you. It was such a bad experience.
Jeez.
I thought, wow, someone else has had the same issue. And then we move on to Minna Hannah. This is her review. Fraud alert! Exclamation mark times five. Doesn't even worth the one star. No head office, no customer service department, and no one to complain to. Company is ran remotely from overseas, and it's suspicious. Totally a fraud and the worst company ever dealt with in Australia. Don't fall into the trap and buy anything from here.
I tell you what, I feel like they're slightly exaggerated. Oh. The worst company in Australia. Like, that's a big call.
That's a big call. But that's their review, their opinion.
All right, so you're doing a live review.
This is a live review. This is all what people have written on Google reviews for this company. Someone else wrote, number one fraud store from Penn Fashion. That's okay. Their name. It goes on. Their list is endless. Lynn Lee, we'll do one more. Very, very poor service. I ordered a dining suite and buffet, table damage, two chairs damage, and buffet damage.
So what's happening now? What are we going to do?
Well, I've sent them another email, and I'm hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll get a response. But it's the email I got back, you know, the generated response. They say 10 working days before we'll get back to you.
Oh, that's a long time.
That's a terrible sign.
Isn't it? Like, this is why it's taking months. And I can understand why all these people are getting so angry, because you try and contact them. They have no customer service.
How much did you drop on the bedroom setting?
Oh, it was just over $2,000. It's like $2,239.
She knows the exact price.
That's a lot of money. Like, I've never ever spent that much money.
I'd be really annoyed as well, because the company's located in Sydney.
Yeah.
But if you're spending over $2,000 on some furniture and it lasts 8 months, you're going to be a little annoyed.
Oh, you'd be terribly annoyed. So I think there's a lesson in this. If you're buying stuff from somewhere that you haven't heard of before,
yep,
at least read the reviews
first. Read Google reviews, because big warning right there with this place.
No, well. 8:26 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, 13:10:09, because next we're giving away Tim Tams. We just have to guess how many kids you've got in your family. Now,
what's the size of your tribe?
That's right. You could have none, or you could have some. We'll ask a series of questions,
mm-hmm,
and then around the team, we try and figure out how many kids you've got. It's a little competition we're running amongst us.
Try and fool us.
Exactly right. 13:10:09 to play.
Judging by voice.
Well, no, we ask questions.
All right, Tim Tams galore, 13:10:09, doing it next after the weekend. Blinding Lights at 105.3 New FM. Good morning. Currently 9 degrees in Maitland. Right now, this is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM, the Novos. Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Very simple game. We have a little competition running around the team. Who can guess how many kids you have? Could be zero, could be six, or any number in between.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you a series of questions, and then around the team have a guess each, and we've got a little leaderboard going to see who can win throughout the year.
Okay, very good. Let's go to our first caller, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. How old are you, Jessica?
How old am I? 26.
26. Okay. All right. Couple of questions here, first of all. How much bread do you buy in a week?
Four loaves.
That's a lot of bread. A lot of sandwiches for lunches.
You could just have a tradie husband who's very hungry.
I was going to say, do you have a partner, Jessica?
I do.
You do? Okay. Yeah, I think you might be right, Kriba.
Could
do,
be
do
possibly that. Yep, yep. Jessica? What kind of car do you have?
Holden Commodore.
Okay. Where do you usually buy your clothes?
Uh, Varies from store to store.
Okay.
Interesting.
Should we guess?
Yeah. Should we take a guess?
All right, Maddie first.
Jessica, I think you have three children.
Three.
I do not.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Creevo's next.
All right, I'm going to say you have one kid.
No.
I'm going to say zero.
Oh, I have kids.
Oh.
How many do you have?
I have two.
Two kids? That's a lot of bread for two kids, Jessica. How much are they eating?
A lot.
Yeah. Sometimes kids just get in that real hungry phase when they're growing, don't they?
How old are your kids, Jessica?
He's 7 and almost 2.
Oh, cool. Good stuff. We'll give
started
you some
early.
Tams for the fam. Let's
yeah,
just
of course.
Do it. Thanks, Jessica.
All right, next one. No points to anyone for that. Tracy, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. All right, we'll start with your age, if you'll share.
38.
Okay.
Okay. Now, tell me, Tracy, what TV shows are generally on in your house in the morning?
The Today Show.
Okay. All right, next question. Do you have to compete for food with anyone else around dinner time?
No.
Okay, what about, are you buying a lot of muesli bars or roll-ups for lunches?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to guess. I think I've got this.
All right.
Tracy, I think you have three kids.
Oh.
No.
I'm wrong again.
I'm going to go two kids.
Nope.
I'm going to go with one.
No.
None. Do you have none?
I have four.
We're way off.
0 points once again.
They're terrible.
Tim Tams for you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay, Annette, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Annette. What do you do for work?
I'm a full-time mum.
Full-time mum. All right,
so
we know there's...
at least one.
At least one. All right, next question. Do you always feel like you're fighting the mess at home, or are you pretty much on top of the housework?
No, I'm fighting the mess.
Okay. How many loads of washing do you do a week?
I do about 3 or 4 loads a day.
Oh, a day?
A day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got this.
All right.
All right, go, Maddie.
Annette, you have 7 children.
No.
Oh.
Okay, I think you've got 4 kids, Annette.
No.
I'm going to go with 2 kids.
No.
How many do you have?
I have 12 children.
Wow, 12 kids.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you're doing 4 loads a day.
Are they? They're all yours?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
You've had a busy couple of years, isn't it?
Yes, and it still doesn't get any easier.
Oh,
are you going to have any more?
No.
What? How old's your youngest and your eldest?
My eldest is 39.
Yeah.
And my youngest is 12.
Wow.
I've always been fascinated by this, Annette. So, the 39-year-old and the 12-year-old, do they have a close bond?
No, not really, no.
Yeah, because I've always thought, you know...
When it's that far apart, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Annette, is it cool if we keep your number and, like, have a chat to you when we've got questions about, you know...
Kids?
Parents and kids stuff? Because I feel like you'd be very experienced with that sort of stuff.
Yes, I am, yes.
Very good. Well, Annette, we're going to give you one packet of Tim Tams. Not enough for the whole fam, so
they're
keep those
yours.
Ones to yourself. Right?
You deserve it, Annette. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks, Annette. Wow.
3 to 4 loads of washing a day.
That's a busy, busy job,
not
isn't it?
I couldn't think of anything worse than that many loads of washing a day.
Wow.
Keeps you
cheaper
on your toes.
By the dozen.
Literally.
You know what, though? Big families like that, you're helping each other out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I guess
like
so, yeah.
The
yeah.
kids normally always help mum.
That gets to a point where it's almost less work because they're all doing all the work.
Well,
there
that's my theory.
All you mums out there that are complaining about 2 or 3, 12.
Think about poor old Annette.
Imagine Christmas time, the money.
Or can they just do Secret Santa?
Well, we should have asked her.
We should have.
Well, we can later. Let's do questions with Annette. There's another segment another time.
I think you might be right. Love it or loathe it. Up next, it's 8:43 with Jade, Maddie and Creevo. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Creevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or
Love it.
Closing the show today, it's time to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on another daily topic, doing your own washing.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I love doing my own washing.
Not your husband's.
No.
What about you? Are you doing your own washing or does Emmy do it for you?
So we split the job. She'll, put the clothes on, then I hang it all out, bring it in, and she folds it.
Such a diplomatic household, household, isn't it?
Can I ask, when you say doing the washing, does it include, folding it and putting it away?
Yeah, of course.
Because that's the issue I've got. I don't mind washing Ben's clothes. I'm happy to put the load on and hang it out. Mm-hmm. I know she's there, but when it comes to putting away the washing, that's when I'm like, no, I'm not your mother. You can do that bit yourself.
So, former British PM Tony Blair has come out and said he hasn't done his own washing since the day he entered number 10 Downing Street. So that was in 1997.
Jeez,
that's... Now 2020 hasn't done a load of washing.
Since then. Good. You know what? I don't blame him. What a job.
And post-prime ministership.
He's pretty rich, isn't he, Tony Blair?
Oh, massively.
So you can afford to have someone come in and do your washing, I guess.
I love it.
All the power to him, to be quite honest.
It's the dream. Doing a scrap house.
Also hasn't driven a car by himself since then either.
Amazing.
These menial,
lowly tasks.
I think that's great.
Sounds like me, to be honest.
You haven't driven a car either.
Tony.
The Tony Blair of Newcastle.
Okay, he's
out the money.
He's worth $60 million. Of course, he's not doing his own washing or driving himself around.
Yeah, why would you bother?
Car service.
Jade, would you I think you like driving, though, don't you?
I do.
So if you're super rich, you never have to drive again.
Okay, getting myself to and from work would be handy because we're up very early. Sometimes you're a bit tired. So,
car service, good.
But when it comes to a weekend, if I had the money, then I'd be able to afford a nice vintage Porsche or really nice car, you know what I mean? Like a VW from the 60s, I'd drive that myself.
Here's a dilemma for you, Jade, right?
Yeah.
I've got some money on the table, hypothetical.
Yeah.
And I'm either going to pay for somebody to do your chores at home or be a personal chauffeur.
Okay.
Which one are you taking?
Chores around the house.
What about you, Crevo?
Oh, chores for sure.
Yeah.
Driving's fine. It doesn't bother me
at
all.
That's not as bad.
Because with driving, you've got to get from A to B anyway.
And you're going where you want to go.
Exactly.
So it's a good payoff.
Get rid of that stuff any day of the week. So you'd take the driver because you can't drive.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the ultimate win for you.
How's that changing for you, Maddie?
When the RTA allows driving tests again.
Oh.
What do you mean, like...
Like, you can't actually go and sit for a test, I don't think, at the moment. Like, in the car with the instructor.
Okay.
Social distancing and whatnot, But just in the middle of a pandemic, guys, I think I've got an excuse.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Ever. A legitimate one.
That's that.
Come on, they're easy pot shots. You set it up.
Low-hanging fruit. Jackson, 105 commercial-free up next,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, I'll be nice to you, mate.
Thanks, man. That's why I love you.
Katy Perry, Eye of the Tiger.
Excellent.
Love that.
She's in the playlist.
Interesting, Jackson. Would you be taking the chauffeur or the chores?
I really enjoy housework. I find it cathartic. So I'd be taking the driver.
Mm. Yeah,
I drive 4 hours a day for work, so if
you
someone's
could
driving
sleep
around,
in the back.
Sweet deal, yeah. 3 a.m. the time that I get up, which is why I'd like a driver as well. Matchbox 20 in the playlist, and my man Shawnee Mendes in my blood.
There he is.
Awesome.
I heard him from a while.
No, he's loved up with Camila Cabello.
Yeah, he needs to get rid of her.
Oh yeah.
Get back to the music.
They're happy.
I thought you were going to say get back to me.
I wish. All right, Newcastle's the only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.